This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Harvey makes his second landfall this morning in Louisiana.
Then it will basically track diagonally across Louisiana from southwest Louisiana up through the northeast corner.
During the past week of watching and waiting as Harvey hovered over Houston, that voice in my head kept saying, I really don't want to do this again. You see, 12 years and a day ago, I was on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have landfall. The eye of Hurricane Katrina came ashore just east.
Since then, there's been Rita and Gustav, Ike and Isaac, BP, as well as last year's South Louisiana floods. Now we're hearing similar stories yet again.
I woke up with a foot of water in my house before in the morning, and within a few hours, I had 4 feet. And everything I owned was underwater, and we were not sure we were going to even be rescued.
Through all of those previous disasters, there was the Louisiana Spirit Helpline. But as Nicole Corsi with Louisiana Spirit told the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, that service shuts down tomorrow, just when many may need it most.
There is still a need out there, but we were not approved for the additional funding.
Governor John Bel Edwards says he's hopeful Harvey will remedy that.
Louisiana Department of Health is working with all the various human service authorities to make sure that those services are as available as possible. And we're going to continue to work with FEMA and the federal government about funding opportunities going forward.
In the meantime, there's the National Disaster Distress Hotline at 1-800-958-5990. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.